The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult, for consenting adults, over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Oh, hey, Dad.
yeah, I was supposed to have friends over, but they bailed.
Typical, right? What about you? I thought you were going out.
Oh, she canceled again? God, I don't understand that. Like, you tell somebody that you want to go on so many dates, and then you cancel every single time, or you have something come up. You would think if you wanted to go on a date with somebody that you would make it happen, right?
Well, I guess.
Or at least I would. I do. When guys want to take me out on dates, I make sure that I'm available, you know? It's kind of like my friends tonight. They all wanted to come over and watch a movie and blah, blah, blah. And then they got too busy, or this one's boyfriend called. Ugh, so annoying. Oh, no, I'm still going to watch the movie. It's one of my favorites, and I was supposed to show everybody tonight. I mean, I keep talking about it all the time, and they all wanted to see it to see what all the hype was about, but they canceled. So, of course, I'm still going to watch it. It doesn't matter if I've seen it 20 million times, I'm still going to watch it. It would just be nice to have somebody else watch it besides me. It's one of those movies, you know, that, like, once you see it, you want everybody to see it so that you can talk about it with them and have the same kind of reactions or not have the same reactions and talk about it. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Daddy? Exactly. It's so good that you want somebody else to see it so that you can discuss theories or talk about how this scene affected you. It's really like that. Say, so if you're not going out and I'm going to be watching the movie, do you want to watch it with me?
No, Daddy, it's not a rom-com. It's actually like a thriller slash horror slash romance.
It's called Cure for Wellness. Have you heard of it?
Oh, Daddy, it's such a good movie. It has this actor in it who's super dreamy, and the role he plays, so good. Anyway, it's just, how do I put it? I don't think there is a way to put it. It's one of those movies that gets inside your head and kind of wheedles its way in. You're going to think about it, like, for days after you watch it. It's not so much a lasting impression, like, while you're watching it, but it's the aftershocks. Not to mention, it's super mad. It goes off on, like, 7 different tangents, and then they all tie together in the end, and there's this whole thing where you think the movie's over, but then it has another 30 minutes, and that last 30 minutes. Wow. Anyway, do you want to watch some of it with me? Fun. Okay, cool. I was hoping that you would. Yeah, no, I have popcorn over there, and yeah, I have an extra soda. You can have it. Cool. So, are you liking the movie so far? It's pretty crazy, huh? The cool thing about this movie is you've been watching it for almost like 2 hours and you don't even realize it. It keeps you so engaged that you don't know how much time has passed. I feel like that's kind of a nod to the movie, huh? Are you starting to figure it out yet? I read an article once that said that it was a smart person horror movie. So, like, you have to have 2 brain cells to rub together to get it, which made me feel extra smart when I started to catch on to what was going on.
I know, right? He's such a good actor. I could watch him in practically anything. But we're getting towards the end. Come on, you've got to have an idea of what's going on, right? Daddy, you're so clueless sometimes. It's starting to get a bit spooky. Do you mind if I come sit in your lap? Come on. I know that I'm in college and I'm a lot bigger than I used to be, but I'm light. I can still fit. Yeah? Okay. It's so nice to snuggle up with you. I'm actually kind of happy my friend's canceled now. Pass the popcorn. Thanks. Don't you love the music in this? I downloaded the soundtrack after I watched this one night in my dorm room, and I'm addicted to it. It's so relaxing. Kind of haunting, too. I actually made it the ringtone on my phone. Okay, are you starting to figure out what's going on yet? Exactly. It's all very romantic, isn't it? Kind of. What? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to squirm around. I guess it's just nerves. Nothing. What? Yeah, kind of. Hold on. Let me pause it. Okay. So, you're right. I am getting a bit squirmy, and I did want to sit in your lap. Sorry, Dad, but... Okay, fine, I'll say it. This movie has made me feel things that I wasn't exactly sure what to do with or process. I knew my friends were going to cancel, and that girl has canceled on you so many times. I was hoping that she would do it again because I wanted you to watch this movie with me. You're not mad at me, are you, Daddy? We don't really get to spend much time together now that I've gone away to college, so I thought it would be fun. Plus, if I'm being honest, this movie has given me a lot to work over in my head that I need to work out. I mean, I never thought that I was super into stuff like that, but when I started watching this, Daddy, I can't tell you how many times I've watched the last 30 minutes of this movie and masturbated frantically. And it's not just because of Jason Isaacs, even though he is really hot. It's because every time I watched it, I thought it was just because of how the scene was acted out, like him tying her to the bed or like ripping open her dress. But then I really thought about it, and it was the fact that he was her father that made me all extra squirmy. Yeah. Well, you can look shocked, but you didn't say no to me sitting on your lap, and you definitely didn't try to stop me or push me off when I started squirming, and I heard your breathing get deeper when that scene started getting, more intense. So, part of me thinks that you're super into it too. Yeah. Do you like it when your little girl was getting all squirmy on your lap, Daddy? Yeah. Should we, put that back on and do something? Yeah. I really want that.
drop this information on you, and then try their best to fuck you. It would be really hot, in my opinion. The only downside is that cockblock Lockhart. Off. Daddy. I'm so hot. Do I smell good on your fingers? Can you smell how needy and turned on your little girl is? Rewind it if you really missed something. I sprung this on you. We should take it slow. Mm-hmm. your cocktail is so good. Were you getting hard? Thinking about breeding your little girl? Sticking your cock inside me? Making me yours? In my hair and pull me down further. I'm gonna choke on your cock, daddy. No. I love it. Oh, you're so much better than all those stupid boys at college, daddy. That's why Hannah's such an idiot. Why would she go with Lockhart? She could have her daddy. Daddy. You're twitching. Are you about to come? To come in my warm, wet little mouth? Please, please come down my throat for me. Next time, you can come inside my tight little pussy. You want that? Blame me? You're so delicious. Thanks for not being mad at me, Daddy, for, you know, making you watch a movie with me when I had ulterior motives. But you know, if you're up for it, sometime we should totally act out that scene together. It would be super hot. Don't you think?